email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Premier League is reaching an exciting climax this weekend. Just one point between Man City and Liverpool. Man City go to Aston... Or sorry, they're at home to Aston Villa, and Liverpool at home to Wolves. And we decided we'd put a call in to our favourite soccer pundit, Eamon Dunphy, to give us the lowdown and preview the weekend's activities. Good afternoon, Eamon.
How are you doing, Ray?
I should tell everybody that if they want to hear you, and I was just moaning about the fact that we don't hear enough of you on the radio, that if you want to hear more of Eamon, The Stand is his podcast. And 1,431 last count, Eamon Dunphy.
1,000? Oh,
431. Okay. Yes, yeah. You're prolific.
We have about a quarter of a million a month.
Listening to us. Yes,
We've done very well and we're very happy with it. It's a small team and we're doing really well and we're very happy.
Yeah.
And I'm my own boss, right?
Which was.
So I don't.
What do you like to work for, Eamon?
Fantastic. It's a reign of terror.
That suits it. Suits you, obviously. And it did, sort of on a serious note, it definitely suited you during the pandemic because of your situation.
Yeah, we built our own studio before the pandemic. It was a lucky decision, really. And it meant I didn't have to leave the house and I could sort of cocoon, which is important. I have emphysema from smoking cigarettes, and this is as you know, this virus attacks the lungs.
Yeah.
So it's very important, and I was very fortunate indeed.
And Eamon, when we spoke during the pandemic, you sounded scared. You sounded like a scared man. How are you now?
I wasn't really unduly scared, I hope. But for someone with an underlying condition who's, as they say, immunocompromised, this is a dangerous virus. And I didn't want to get it. I didn't want to be on a ventilator or worse. You could get it from your children, your grandchildren, friends, even going to the shops. So I just restricted all of that as much as I could.
And have you lifted restrictions on yourself? Have you seen your grandchildren, for example?
I haven't. No, I haven't lifted restrictions on myself, actually. I still think it's a very serious medical condition.
Mm.
The Omicron variant, which is the latest one, is very transmittable. And I see people walking around without masks and that, and I think it's crazy.
Right.
And I wear a mask. I only go out once a day to the shops, get the racing post.
I met you there recently, actually, by accident.
Yeah, you were on your bike.
I recognise the back of your head. That's Eamon Dunphy's head there, I said to myself. I better stop for a chat. Anyway, but you sound in good form. So it is. This is an exciting finish, isn't it? Even for people who aren't into the Premier League.
Yeah, it'll be a big day because obviously the winning of the Premier League, but also relegation, which is on the line for two clubs in particular. Leeds, who are a great old club, they look like they're favourites to drop out of the Premier League, and that means 150 million a year.
Wow.
For the club minimum, but it also means for the players new contracts and their
less money.
Salaries or wages will be revised downwards. And also who gets the fourth spot in Europe is on the line between Spurs and Tottenham, who are deadly rivals. So for football fans, 4 o'clock Sunday is a big deal.
And four is the magic number, really, because it's 4 o'clock on Sunday, as you say, and Liverpool are chasing this quadruple.
Yeah.
Will you put that in context for our listeners, Eamon?
It's never been done, and nobody's even approached it, really. To win the Premier League, the Champions League, the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup in one season has never been done.
And they're halfway there. They've run the...
They've won the two cups.
Yeah.
They're favourites to win the Champions League next week. They play Real Madrid in the final next Saturday night. So if they were to win the Premier League, that would set, set them up to make history.
Yes,
and they're a great side. They deserve to do it. But City have a one-point lead. All they have to do is beat Aston Villa at home. Aston Villa are coached by Steven Gerrard,
yes.
who many people think was one, well, he was one of the great Liverpool players. So there's an irony there as well. And it's a huge day for Pep Guardiola. If they were to fail to beat Aston Villa at home, you would think Liverpool will easily beat Wolves. It would be a bitter disappointment for Pep and great news for Liverpool supporters.
Yeah, but it's likely that Man City will beat Aston Villa. Yes, yeah.
They'll be favourites too, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be an upset. But
yes.
You're writing today that anything could happen, and the way Liverpool's season has gone, that it looks like it's written in the stars or something. They're not your words exactly.
I kind of have a feeling about it. There's an awful lot of pressure on City because they got knocked out of the Champions League, and really, although he's won three Premier League titles, Pep, they brought him to Manchester really to win the Champions League, and he's failed each season. Now, they spend more money, they have more money to spend than most of the clubs, and I think not winning the Champions League and not even getting to the final this year will be a blow for them. But they are favourites to win the Premier League. They're an outstanding team. But pressure is pressure. And strange things happen when you're under pressure.
Yeah, and as sport is full of drama. We know that. That's why we love it.
Yeah.
Jake Daniels, 17-year-old Blackpool player who's come out as gay. I was saying during the week, a very courageous thing to do.
Absolutely!
No other player in the professional game here is out. And I remember speaking to numerous people over the years. Maybe say Nigel Owens, the rugby referee who came out.
Yeah.
And it always comes to the Premiership or the Premier League as it is now. And just on numbers alone, there must be gay men playing in the Premier League, and yet nobody's come out.
It's very, very difficult for people in that environment to do it. I'd have huge respect for Jake. He's only 17. He's a young man, and he's shown enormous courage, and hopefully the fans will, and most of them will, respect what he's done. But English football does have history of racism.
Homophobia.
And bad behaviour. Yeah. Even last night we saw it, when after there were pitch invasions after a couple of games, and some of it was deeply unpleasant. And Justin Fashion, who committed suicide, and that was back nearly 20 years ago, he came out.
But isn't that worrying that in all of the stories about Jake Daniels this week, that they had to go back 20 years to Justin Fashion?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not disputing.
No, I know. I'm just commenting.
I can understand people's trepidation.
Yeah.
And the bigger a star you are, the worse that stuff
and
could
what,
be.
Not that any club is more macho than others, but you played for Millwall. But
pretty macho.
but there is this sort of it's nearly toxic masculinity is part of the game.
Yeah,
and it's the fans that generate that, isn't it?
Well, yes. There are sections of every crowd. I mean, Chelsea fans are renowned, if that's the right word, for their racism. Not renowned, of course. They're despised, really, for their... There's a racist segment in that crowd at Stamford Bridge. And Spurs, for example, anti-Semitism is rife other fans called him all kinds of anti-Semitic names. So in every football crowd, particularly in the big Premier League crowds, there's a section of pretty unpleasant people who do pretty unpleasant things, whether they're racists or, in this case, homophobes. And I think what Jake has done will help him, and hopefully will help other players who are just intimidated and frightened.
To be themselves, to be themselves. And I really hope it works out for them. You know, I really do.
Yeah, it's
really
a big, big deal.
Yes, it is. I don't think people appreciate how big a deal it is. It's huge. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And he's shown enormous courage and maturity. And I think 80% of the fans will respect that. But there is a vocal
minority
and unfortunately they are vocal that could, but he seems to be a resolute young man. He's shown he has courage, he's a good footballer, and I'm sure he'll get support from his teammates and from his club Blackpool
and his family. Eamon, we've run out of time. We didn't even get a chance to talk about Wag the Christie or anything else, but
you were throwing that money around. Have you got a prize?
What did we say?
I thought it was a prize.
Sorry, we sent out a mug. Right. A mug for a mug, as my granny used to say. Right, Eamon Dunphy, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe.
And you, right.
Good talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's it from us. He wanted a prize. Sarah and Cormac are on the way. We are back on Monday. Whatever you're doing over the weekend, be it going to David Gray or whatever, do it safely and enjoy yourself. And we'll talk to you on Monday at 3 o'clock.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.